Happy Friday and welcome to some Web3 Weekend Blockchain Bytes. There's this small topic in the crypto world, well, not in the crypto world, it's where you talk about crypto with other people, especially technologists, and you hear this sentence and it kind of goes like this. Blockchain? Oh, I believe in blockchain, the technology. It's just Bitcoin or Ethereum. They won't be the ones. It's the technology is real, but this crypto stuff, it's not. And that sentence drives me crazy because it shows an inherent lack of understanding of what crypto or Web3, whatever you want to call it, actually is. And that is, this is not a movement about the technology. It's a movement about aligning incentives, about game theory, behavioral psychology, economics, political science, and technology. It's the juxtaposition of all of those different fields that's what makes Bitcoin, Ethereum, Web3, all of these different things. That is the innovation. It's not the technology. Whoever says, oh, blockchain, I get it. I get hashing. I get the cryptographic part of it. They're missing the main point. The main point isn't SHA-256 or KCAC-256, which is what Ethereum uses. That's not new. Hashing has been around for a long time. So have Merkle trees. So have timestamp servers. So have Byzantine fault systems. So have databases. All of this stuff has been around for a long time. No, what makes crypto, Web3, Bitcoin, Ethereum, what makes it unique, the innovation, is combining those systems with a game theory, with a behavioral psychology theory that incentivizes people to act in a certain way. That's the innovation. The innovation of Bitcoin is to incentivize. It's to design the system. And this is why the white paper is so brilliant. It's to design the system so that everyone who partakes, all the different stakeholders, have an incentive to promote the health of the Bitcoin ledger, of the Bitcoin timestamp server. And the same is true for Ethereum. Everyone who partakes, they have the incentive to promote the Ethereum timestamp state machine. And that is the innovation. It's the alignment of incentives. That's why tokens come into play. That's where they shine. When you have to align incentives among different participants in an ecosystem who have different incentives, who have different goals, and the token comes to align all of those different participants. And this is the innovation of crypto. It's not the technology. The technology has been around. People try to solve these things for a long time with the existing technology. It's figuring out how you incentivize miners in such a way so that they are incentivized to work on the Bitcoin protocol. And proof of work was definitely part of that. That was a consensus that was an innovation, a consensus mechanism that was new. But that's a consensus mechanism. It's not a technology mechanism. It's bundling those different pieces of technology into a way so that we can reach consensus on a state of a machine. And that the way to do that is through the proof of work algorithm, which is you show me the proof of what you've done, and I know you've done it because you have the right incentives, and I'll believe you because I have the right incentives to believe you. And if we have a disagreement, we'll go after the longest chain. That's not a technology, figuring out the longest chain, but that is the innovation. And this is why when people say, I believe in the technology, but I just don't believe in the system, in the Bitcoin, in the Ethereum, whatever it is, they are missing the main point, which is the whole innovation of Bitcoin and Ethereum and crypto. And the projects that succeed, and I think are bound to succeed, are the ones that figure out how to align incentives around a goal that wasn't possible before without aligning incentives. A lot of the things we do in crypto could have been done not in crypto, but the reality is that they haven't. And they haven't because there was no system to align those incentives. People could have created a ledger for money that could have been even distributed around the world, but people didn't have the incentive to play honest. And people can do all kinds of things on Ethereum, but they don't have the incentive to do it properly. And that is the innovation of Web3. It's providing the incentive mechanisms to coordinate among people in different parts of the world and different parts of society in a decentralized fashion. That's why decentralization matters, and that's why you need to coordinate, because it is decentralized, towards a common goal. And you usually do that around a financial incentive, aka a token. That is the innovation of crypto. And the rest is kind of built around that. It's the political, government, governance mechanisms that are there to make sure that we can coordinate properly. And it's the hashing algorithms and the Merkle trees that make sure that we maintain the data so that it's live, so that it's accessible, even though we're distributed around the world. But at its core, it's coordination among a decentralized audience. And so next time you hear that sentence from someone that they believe in the technology, blockchain will be a thing, then you know that you are standing in front of someone who does not understand it at all.